Random House Audio presents Summer Crossing by Truman Capote. Read for you by Cassandra Campbell. Chapter 1. You are a mystery, my dear, her mother said, and Grady, gazing across the table through a centerpiece of roses and fern, smiled indulgently. Yes, I am a mystery, and it pleased her to think so. But Apple, 8 years older, married, far from mysterious, said, Grady is only foolish. I wish I were going with you. Imagine, Mama, this time next week you'll be having breakfast in Paris. George keeps promising that we'll go. I don't know, though. She paused and looked at her sister. Grady, why on earth do you want to stay in New York in the dead of summer? Grady wished they would leave her alone. Still this harping, and here now was the very morning the boat sailed. What was there to say beyond what she'd said? After that, there was only the truth, and the truth she did not entirely intend to tell. I've never spent a summer here, she said, escaping their eyes and looking out the window. The dazzle of traffic heightened the June morning quiet of Central Park. And the sun, full of first summer that dries the green crust of spring, plunged through the trees fronting the plaza where they were breakfasting. I'm perverse. Have it your own way. She realized with a smile it was perhaps a mistake to have said that. Her family did come rather near thinking her perverse, and once, when she was 14, she'd had a terrible and quite acute insight. Her mother, she saw, loved her without really liking her.